AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's top medical advisor sets the record straight after the president went too far in describing the COVID-19 vaccines.
In a CNN town hall, the president said, "You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations." He added, "If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in the IC unit, and you're not going to die." In reality,
no vaccine is 100% effective.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are breakthrough infections. As of 10 days ago, the government counted roughly 5,500 vaccinated people who tested positive for COVID-19 and were hospitalized or died. It's a tiny fraction of more than 159 million fully vaccinated. Fauci says the vaccines are doing their job.
The effectiveness against severe disease is still substantial.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, on a trip to Colorado, says people in governments from Washington to tribal leadership need to work together to protect water supplies, reduce demand, and promote water efficiency and recycling during the record drought that's gripping the West. Amazon wants a virtual key to apartment house doors.
Amazon is pushing more landlords around the country to give its drivers the ability to unlock apartment building doors themselves with a mobile device. The service, dubbed Key for Business, which was first announced in 2018, is pitched as a way to cut down on stolen packages by making it easy to leave them in the lobbies and not outside. People who have installed the device say it reduces the constant buzzing by delivery people, and they think it's safer than giving out codes to different drivers. The downside? One privacy researcher says any device connected to the internet could be hacked, and bad actors could try to unlock the doors. I'm Shelley Antler.
Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 43. This is AP News. The Justice Department forms illegal gun task forces in five cities: Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Today, we're taking the opportunity to launch the five strike forces, which will battle illegal gun trafficking networks. This set of strike forces is just one part of our comprehensive anti-violent crime initiative.
The organizations will trace illegal gun sales to their sources, mainly cities and states with less strict gun laws. Los Angeles sanitation officials say it will take a month or more to repair the damage caused by a nearly catastrophic sewage flood of the city's main treatment plant. Some 17 million gallons of untreated raw sewage flooded much of the plant overlooking Santa Monica Bay. It then traveled a mile to an outfall into the bay. The city of El Segundo, next to the plant, has asked Los Angeles to assist residents who were forced out of their homes by the stench. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.